This is Eva Cox with the latest contribution to a more civil society. And that's what I really want to talk about, is the disappearance of society, is the government's beliefs that somehow or other, the only thing that really is going to count is about the economy. So we only live in an economy. We don't live in a society, according to the government. So we are not citizens. We're back to being consumers, customers. And that, I think, is actually very short-sighted. There's a lot of speculation in the media about what to do next. The immediate threat of massive infections by COVID-19 no longer dominate policy debates or the media coverage. Instead, the numbers of infections and deaths decrease. We have lots of debate and questions about remedying the effect of the quarantining and the closures of our society, including, one assumes, both the financial changes of many job losses and closures, but also the effect on our views of the world, our sense of who we are. After all, so much of what we take for granted in terms of daily life, social interactions, feelings of confidence in the societies we use, and the needs that we have been dramatically changed. The people we know are often trapped at home by age or other limits. Children have been taken out of school, services have stopped functioning, and much of our paid work has disappeared. So there's been really massive changes. These past few weeks, restrictions are testing relationships, activities, and access to the range of social and other activities we've taken for granted. For a society that was already stressed and distrustful of much before the current crisis, the original ScoMo statement that we could snap back to what he claimed was normality are not very convincing or exciting. What does he mean by normality? So I was interested with that there were signs that maybe the post-crisis offered options for making changes to what we were already feeling, to what we were already worried about, the problems that predated the arrival of this particular disease. These include an increasingly problematic welfare payment system, various royal commissions into aged care, disability services and kids in care, and increased inequities between the rich and the poor. And this has created increased distrust, leading to fragmentation and the possibilities of turning into a fairly nasty society. We're told we need changes in how we act as human beings until we are safe from the virus. So surely the proposed changes that are now being suggested by governments so far would address some of these issues, the social issues, as well as the dominant problems of the economy. Nope, not a mention of society unless the occasional threat to extend punishments of people found floating the numbers bans. The economy, particularly the problems faced by businesses as their income has been reduced, are really the dominant issue. Yes, jobs and money are important, but the mess they've already made of welfare payments suggests that the system needs fixing for the thousands whose income is now being cut. The proposed extra business tax cuts create profits, not jobs, and there's a lot of evidence for that. So a promised business-led recovery does not sound good. We can therefore assume we continue to live in an economy and that we are still customers of the government, not its citizens. Whatever happened to the idea of a social contract that we once had, of obligations and rights of both government and citizens, so we're linked by a sense of what we are, of what is important and what isn't important, and that the government is there to serve our needs? However, a lot of public services have disappeared over the last decades, the shift of governments to a market model in too many areas. Okay, government has done quite well so far in fixing the public health bit and restored some faith in those in power. But now we're possibly moving even further into the market model, which has caused a lot of the damage and has failed to fix the mess they made of the global financial crisis just over a decade ago. Society, it doesn't get a mention in any of them. So how do we actually convince the government that it's got to restore the social contract, that it's got to make it clear that they are there, they are elected to take care of us and not just of big business? And how do we actually put society back onto the political agenda because the social is really important to our sense of security, our sense of who we are, and our sense that those in power really care about us. The business sector has not indicated that in any way. So let's see what we can expect.